Welcome to this episode of the Rebuilding Lives podcast, brought to you by the Self-Development Factory. Today, we're exploring a challenge that so many of us face in one form or another, peer pressure. Specifically, how it can pull us back into old habits, including addiction, and how to rise above it to live a fulfilling, free life. Today, we are looking at turning your story into a source of strength. Every person carries within them a narrative of resilience that remains untold. Your experiences, particularly those moments when life tested your limits, contain profound wisdom waiting to be transformed into unshakable strength. The journey from surviving adversity to thriving through storytelling represents one of the most powerful tools available for personal transformation. Stories possess an extraordinary capacity to heal wounds, build bridges, and create pathways toward redemption. When you learn to view your experiences through the lens of growth rather than shame, something remarkable happens. The very events that once defined your lowest moments become the foundation for your greatest victories. This transformation does not happen by accident. It requires intentional work, courage, and a willingness to confront the parts of your story you may have spent years trying to forget. The process of turning your story into strength begins with understanding that your experiences, however painful, do not define your worth or determine your future. Instead, they become the raw material from which you can forge a new identity. This identity is not built on perfection or the absence of struggle, but on the profound courage required to face adversity and emerge stronger. Your story becomes a testament to human resilience and the incredible capacity for transformation that exists within every person. Whether you are recovering from addiction, rebuilding after incarceration, or working through any significant life challenge, your narrative contains seeds of hope that can grow into something beautiful. The key lies in learning how to plant, nurture, and share these seeds in ways that benefit both yourself and others who may be walking similar paths. Understanding your story. The first step in transforming your narrative requires honest examination of the events that have shaped your life. This process involves more than simply recounting what happened. It demands that you identify the pivotal moments when your path changed direction, when choices led to consequences, and when circumstances beyond your control altered your trajectory. Identifying key events and turning points. Your story contains specific moments that serve as hinges upon which your entire narrative turns. These turning points often include moments of crisis, decision, revelation, or transformation. For someone in recovery, a turning point might be the moment they realize their addiction had cost them something irreplaceable. For someone who has been incarcerated, it might be the day they decided to take responsibility for their actions and commit to change. These pivotal moments require careful examination because they hold the keys to understanding how your story can become a source of strength. When you can identify exactly when and how your perspective shifted, you gain insight into your capacity for growth and change. This understanding becomes crucial when sharing your story with others who may be facing similar crossroads. The process of identifying these moments should be approached with compassion for yourself. You are not excavating these memories to judge or condemn your past self, but to understand the journey that brought you to where you are today. Each turning point represents a choice point where growth became possible, even if that growth took time to manifest. Recognizing patterns and themes. Within your story lie recurring patterns and themes that reveal important truths about your character, your challenges, and your strengths. These patterns might include cycles of behavior that led to difficulty, but they also reveal your persistent attempts to overcome obstacles and your refusal to give up on yourself completely. Some patterns reveal areas where you have grown significantly. Perhaps you notice that over time, you have become better at recognizing warning signs, making healthier choices, or seeking help when needed. Other patterns might show areas where you still need to focus your growth efforts. Both types of patterns are valuable because they demonstrate your capacity for self-awareness and change. The themes that emerge from your story often center around universal human experiences, such as the search for belonging, the need for purpose, the desire for redemption, or the pursuit of authentic connection with others. When you can identify these themes, you begin to understand how your personal story connects to larger human truths that resonate with others. acknowledging pain and celebrating resilience. Your story likely contains significant pain, and honoring that pain represents an essential part of the healing process. This acknowledgement does not mean dwelling in victimhood or using pain as an excuse, but rather recognizing the legitimate impact of difficult experiences while also celebrating your survival and growth. Resilience manifests differently in every person and every situation. For some, resilience means getting back up after falling down. For others, it means reaching out for help when everything feels hopeless. Still others demonstrate resilience by choosing forgiveness when anger would be easier, or by maintaining hope when circumstances suggest despair. Your resilience may have developed gradually through small acts of courage, or it may have emerged dramatically during moments of crisis. Regardless of how it developed, this resilience represents one of your most valuable assets. It proves that you possess the internal resources necessary to overcome challenges and create positive change in your life. Reframing your narrative. The transformation of your story from a source of shame into a source of strength requires a fundamental shift in perspective. This shift does not mean denying difficult realities or pretending that painful experiences were actually positive. Instead, it involves changing your relationship to these experiences and finding ways to extract meaning, wisdom, and purpose from them. Shifting from victim to survivor. The journey from victim to survivor represents one of the most powerful transformations possible in human experience. This shift begins when you recognize that while you may have been victimized by circumstances, choices, or other people, you are not defined by those experiences. Your identity extends far beyond what happened to you or what you have done. A victim perspective focuses primarily on what was lost, what was done to you, or how circumstances prevented you from succeeding. While these experiences may be real and their impact significant, remaining in a victim mindset limits your ability to move forward and create positive change. A survivor perspective acknowledges these same experiences, but focuses on what you learned, how you grew, and what you gained through overcoming adversity. This shift requires practice and patience with yourself. Some days, the survivor perspective will feel natural and empowering. Other days, you may find yourself slipping back into victim thinking. This is normal and expected. The key is to gently redirect your focus toward your strength, growth, and possibilities rather than dwelling on limitations or past hurts. The survivor mindset also recognizes that healing is not a destination, but an ongoing process. You do not need to be completely healed or have everything figured out to begin operating from a survivor perspective. You simply need to be willing to focus on your growth and potential rather than your wounds and limitations. Finding meaning and purpose in your experiences. One of the most profound ways to transform your story involves discovering meaning and purpose in your most difficult experiences. This process does not require you to be grateful for trauma or to pretend that bad things were actually good. Instead, it involves looking for ways that your experiences can serve a larger purpose in your life and in the lives of others. Meaning often emerges when you can connect your personal experiences to something larger than yourself. Perhaps your struggle with addiction has given you unique insights into the recovery process that can help others. Maybe your experience with incarceration has taught you valuable lessons about second chances, personal responsibility, or the importance of community support. Purpose develops when you find ways to use your experiences in service of positive goals. This might involve mentoring others who are facing similar challenges, sharing your story in settings where it can provide hope and guidance, or simply using the wisdom you have gained to make better choices in your own life moving forward. The search for meaning and purpose is deeply personal and cannot be rushed. What feels meaningful to one person may not resonate with another. The key is to remain open to possibilities and to trust that meaning will emerge as you continue to grow and heal. Embracing vulnerability and authenticity. Your story becomes most powerful when you can share it with genuine vulnerability and authenticity. This means being willing to acknowledge your mistakes, your struggles, and your ongoing challenges while also celebrating your growth and victories. Authentic storytelling requires courage because it involves showing others who you really are rather than who you think you should be. Vulnerability is often misunderstood as weakness, but it actually represents tremendous strength. It takes courage to admit when you have made mistakes, to acknowledge when you need help, and to share the parts of your story that make you feel exposed or uncomfortable. This vulnerability creates connection with others because it demonstrates your humanity and makes your story relatable. Authenticity means telling your truth without embellishment or sanitization. It means acknowledging the complexity of your experiences and avoiding the temptation to present yourself as either a hopeless victim or a perfect success story. Authentic stories are messy, complicated, and real. They include setbacks alongside progress and struggles alongside victories. When you embrace vulnerability and authenticity in your storytelling, you give others permission to do the same. Your willingness to be real creates space for others to share their own struggles and to believe that growth and change are possible for them too. Sharing your story. The decision to share your story represents a significant step in your healing journey and in your ability to impact others. This sharing does not need to happen immediately or all at once. It can begin small and grow over time as you become more comfortable with your narrative and more confident in your ability to tell it in ways that serve both you and your audience. Deciding who to share with and when. The process of sharing your story should be approached thoughtfully and strategically. Not every person needs to hear your entire story, and not every setting is appropriate for vulnerable sharing. Learning to discern when, where, and with whom to share different aspects of your experience represents an important skill that protects both you and your audience. Begin by sharing with people who have demonstrated trustworthiness, compassion, and the ability to handle difficult information without judgment. This might include close friends, family members, mentors, counselors, or support group members. These initial sharing experiences help you practice telling your story, engage which parts resonate most strongly with others. As you become more comfortable with sharing, you can gradually expand your audience to include people who might benefit from hearing your experiences. This might involve speaking at treatment centers, sharing in support groups, writing about your experiences, or simply being more open with acquaintances who are facing similar challenges. The timing of your sharing is equally important. You should feel relatively stable in your own recovery or growth process before taking on the responsibility of sharing with others who may be in crisis. Your story should come from a place of strength and hope rather than active struggle or desperation for validation. Choosing the right platform for your message. Different platforms and settings serve different purposes when sharing your story. Intimate one-on-one conversations allow for deep connection and personalized guidance. Small group settings like support groups provide community and mutual encouragement. Larger speaking engagements can inspire and motivate broader audiences. Written formats like blogs or books allow for careful crafting of your message and can reach people across time and distance. Consider your goals when choosing how to share your story. If your primary aim is personal healing, intimate conversations with trusted friends or counselors may be most beneficial. If you want to help others who are facing similar challenges, support groups or volunteer speaking opportunities might be appropriate. If you hope to reach a larger audience or create lasting impact, writing or formal speaking engagements could be effective. Each platform requires different approaches and considerations. Personal conversations allow for real-time response to your audience and can be adjusted based on their reactions and needs. Public speaking requires careful preparation and the ability to handle unexpected questions or reactions. Writing allows for revision and refinement, but provides less opportunity for immediate feedback or connection. Connecting with others who have similar experiences. One of the most powerful aspects of sharing your story involves connecting with others who have walked similar paths. These connections can provide mutual support, shared understanding, and opportunities for collaborative growth and healing. When you find others who truly understand your experiences, you discover that you are not alone in your struggles or your journey toward healing. These connections can form naturally through support groups, treatment programs, or community organizations. They can also be actively cultivated through volunteering, mentoring, or participating in advocacy efforts related to the issues you have faced. Social media platforms and online communities can also provide opportunities to connect with others who share similar experiences. The relationships that form through shared experience often become some of the most meaningful and supportive in your life. These connections are built on understanding, empathy, and mutual respect for the courage required to face and overcome significant challenges. They provide safe spaces where you can be completely authentic about your struggles and victories. When connecting with others, remember that everyone is at a different stage of their journey. Some may be just beginning to face their challenges, while others may be further along in their healing process. Your story can provide hope for those who are struggling and inspiration for those who are ready to take next steps in their own growth. The impact of storytelling. When you transform your story into a source of strength and share it authentically with others, the impact extends far beyond your own healing. Your narrative becomes a catalyst for positive change in your own life and in the lives of those who hear it. This impact creates ripple effects that can reach people you may never meet and influence situations you may never know about. Healing and personal growth. The process of examining, reframing, and sharing your story accelerates your own healing and growth in profound ways. When you take the time to understand your experiences and extract meaning from them, you develop greater self-awareness and emotional intelligence. This understanding helps you recognize patterns, avoid pitfalls, and make more intentional choices moving forward. Sharing your story also helps you process difficult emotions and experiences in a healthy way. Rather than carrying shame, guilt, or pain in isolation, you transform these feelings into something constructive and purposeful. This transformation does not eliminate difficult emotions entirely, but it gives them meaning and reduces their power to control your life. The act of helping others through your story also contributes to your own sense of purpose and self-worth. When you see how your experiences can provide hope, guidance, or encouragement to others, you begin to view your struggles as valuable rather than simply painful. This shift in perspective can be transformative for your overall mental health and life satisfaction. Inspiring and empowering others. Your story has the power to inspire others who are facing similar challenges to believe that change and growth are possible. When people see someone who has walked a similar path and emerged stronger, it provides concrete evidence that their own situation is not hopeless. Your transformation becomes proof that others can transform too. This inspiration often comes not from presenting yourself as perfect or having all the answers, but from demonstrating resilience, authenticity, and continued commitment to growth. People are inspired by real stories of real people who have faced real challenges and found ways to overcome them. Your willingness to be vulnerable about your struggles makes your victories more meaningful and attainable for others. Your story can also empower others by providing practical insights, strategies, and perspectives that they can apply to their own situations. The lessons you have learned, the resources you have discovered, and the approaches you have found helpful can serve as valuable guidance for others who are navigating similar challenges. Building a community of support. When you share your story authentically, you contribute to building communities of support where people can find understanding, encouragement, and practical help. These communities form around shared experiences and mutual commitment to growth and healing. They provide safe spaces where people can be honest about their struggles without fear of judgment. Your story helps others feel less alone and more connected to a larger community of people who understand their experiences. This connection is particularly valuable for people who may feel isolated or stigmatized because of their past experiences or current challenges. Finding community with others who have faced similar struggles can be life-changing. These communities often become sources of ongoing support, accountability, and encouragement for all members. They provide networks of people who can offer practical help, emotional support, and shared resources. They also create opportunities for members to contribute to others' healing and growth, which further strengthens their own recovery and development. The communities that form around shared storytelling often extend their impact beyond their immediate members. They may engage in advocacy efforts, community service projects, or educational initiatives that benefit the broader community and help address the root causes of the challenges their members have faced. Your story as a testament to hope. Your story represents far more than a collection of events that happened in your past. It stands as a living testament to the incredible human capacity for growth, change, and transformation. Every challenge you have overcome, every lesson you have learned, and every step you have taken toward healing demonstrates the possibility of redemption and renewal that exists within every person. The transformation of your story from a source of pain into a source of strength represents one of the most profound victories possible in human experience. This transformation does not erase your past or pretend that difficult experiences were not real or painful. Instead, it demonstrates your ability to create meaning from suffering and to use your experiences in service of positive purposes. Your story becomes particularly powerful because it is uniquely yours. No one else has walked exactly the same path or learned exactly the same lessons. The insights you have gained, the perspectives you have developed, and the wisdom you have acquired through your experiences cannot be replicated by anyone else. This uniqueness makes your story valuable and irreplaceable. As you continue to grow and heal, your story will continue to evolve and deepen. New chapters will be added that demonstrate continued growth, ongoing challenges, and fresh insights. This evolution keeps your story dynamic and relevant, ensuring that it continues to serve as a source of strength for both you and others who may benefit from hearing it. The courage required to transform your story and share it with others should not be underestimated. It takes tremendous strength to face difficult experiences, extract meaning from them, and use them to help others. This courage itself becomes part of your story and adds to its power to inspire and encourage others who are facing their own challenges. Your story stands as proof that no matter how difficult your past may have been, your future remains unwritten and full of possibility. The same strength that enabled you to survive and overcome previous challenges continues to live within you and can be called upon to face whatever lies ahead. Your story becomes not just an account of where you have been, but a source of confidence for where you are going. Thank you for tuning in to this episode of the Rebuilding Lives podcast. Until next time, take care and keep rebuilding. Please like and subscribe.